Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Laura Mora.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
And we have two guests with us today. We have
Gigi Dior.
Big Glow.
All right. Big Glow is Big here. Glow. Now, Glorilla, I have to be honest with you. I had you on The Breakfast Club and I was concerned about some things. And I told you we're going to do an intervention.
Okay.
That's so cool. We'll get to that in a second. But she did say, just to put it out there, that she's never had an orgasm from intercourse.
We got some things to get into.
Right. Yeah.
We need and to talk. Because yes. She's not alone.
But she's had orgasm, so that's important.
Yes.
But we want to... intervention.
We need to get into your vagina, okay?
No. She's like, what an intro.
I'm excited to talk to you about these. Because... I'm away till we talk about it.
Well, Gigi Dior, you know, she's
a professional.
Yeah, expert. A professional.
An expert of yes. sorts. Yes.
So she's here in particular for you to learn some things.
Yes, I can't wait to talk about this with you. Okay. It's going to be so much fun.
Now, give us some background on you, Gigi Dior.
So I was a model in New York City for about 20 years, and I took some time off and did the whole mom thing, and COVID hit, and I had a medical issue come up. I needed some extra money after my divorce, so I started camming. Mm-hmm. And so I started on Chatterbait, and I kind of evolved from there.
What
and
does camming mean?
Camming means you have a camera on your computer. Uh-huh. And you go on to like certain sites, and people pay you to do like certain goals. So like, okay. There's like, if you pay 10 tokens, you get like a spank on the butt, like, or
you spank yourself.
Yes, okay, you spank gotcha. Yourself. You can have guests on. I've had some really successful shows with other girls that that I brought on, and we do like, you know, we'll do like, you know, kiss each other and, you know, like all the fun
Chatterbait
stuff.
Is like when you watch porn, yeah. It pops up as an ad, as a pop-up.
Yes.
So okay, you be gotcha. Watching porn, it's and then you know how another window gotcha. Opens. Uh-huh. And you're like, I didn't open this, and then it's like Chatterbait. Yeah.
Okay. And then you can take the girl private. And then it's even more intimate. So I kind of equate it to like the champagne room in a strip club.
Gotcha.
Like, you know, like
put on a camera.
You talk like, more intimate, and they can ask for more special requests.
What's okay. the so, yeah. weirdest request you've got?
Oh, all right. So I think the weirdest request I've gotten, it was for a custom, and a guy wanted me to record myself chopping him up, cooking him, and then eating him. So I had to get
that's illegal.
Yeah, I was like, you chopped the kale.
Yeah. So I got really creative. I like channeled my inner like, you know, my inner chemist, and I like took a Ziploc bag and I took some like cornstarch and some food coloring and I made like what looked like blood. And I took one of my dildos and I put it in the Ziploc bag.
Oh, nice.
And I like chopped it on my cutting board and I put it in a pan and I put it in my oven. And he came back for like five more.
How much that cost?
Hey. He paid like a grand for it.
Why? What's his name?
And you didn't even really do anything.
And I didn't have to leave my house. Like,
and she, all I had to do was cook.
Yeah. All I wore was an apron with nothing under it. And, you know, I just, with bright red lipstick. And yeah.
Did you wear glasses?
Of course I did.
Okay. Because glasses Sandy are might my show thing. Up at my house. Show up here.
Oh, no. My house is weird.
Yeah. Good for you.
Now, Glorilla, what did you want to tell me about this orgasm thing? Because you said you had something to say.
So,
oh shit!
She put the drink down.
Let me get into this.
Okay, so when you had said it, you know, it was they got to talking about it on social media, and so I was just looking at some of the comments, and they told me what to do, and I did it.
What? You came ready that fast?
Yesterday, last night.
What? So you were asking her, dude, where her somewhere?
Hold okay. Right.
So what did you do?
She moved
like
she's a lot of people in here. I don't want to talk to her.
You do
my tap. They gotta get out.
Where you? Y'all gotta go.
They gotta go.
Y'all gotta get out. Sorry, guys.
See ya.
Look, see you later.
See ya.
We'll wait till that episode come out.
And listen,
she really kicked them out, y'all.
Right. They in the hallway like, man, I want to teach my girl how to come too.
Those heads are dropped and they are walking.
So what advice did they give you?
That was, you know, like you said, get on top.
Yeah. See, I told you.
No, hold on. But for me, it's on my back.
Yeah?
Yes.
Missionary?
So what are you doing?
I tighten my body sometimes. Or sometimes I'll have him like this, like a scissor kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And that works for me every time.
Really?
Probably because the extra pressure on your clit with him splitting his legs, rubbing the clit is all my work. Like that.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah. The clit.
You know you got a fat pussy, okay?
So this is how I normally used to do it. Like, because like I never heard females say they just have orgasms off sex. So I know for sure you can get it off head. So I just used to always get my head first. You got to make me come. Okay. Then we can have sex. Because I know if we have sex, you probably come before me. So you just got to give me my top first.
Yeah.
That's how I was.
That's how you were. Okay.
And so how I changed it up, I had got the top, but I ain't let him do it all the way until I came.
Okay.
And I stopped. And I got on top.
Foreplay, so you was right there already. So he didn't have that far to go.
Yeah, that was really.
Wow.
Would you say that was one of your best orgasms yet?
I really feel like the head and the sex or the intercourse is like the same thing. Because I love getting coming from head.
Okay.
It's like, I'm not mad at that. So good.
Okay, let me ask you this. So after you come from head, is it ticklish afterward? Are you sensitive? Can he
keep? Like I'm super sensitive. Like, I be shaking and I be like,
that's a good one. When the body quivers come, you
pick
know.
The head up and get it out.
You hit it. Like,
and they never want to stop too. That'd be so annoying. Like, all right.
They want to do it on purpose because they know
but don't we do
like
that
this.
To them too?
We do.
Yeah. He comes and he's like, stop. You like, you keep going a little bit.
Especially when you're sucking it, like, you know they're super sensitive. So if you lick the head, like the base just a little bit.
It's nice to see guys vulnerable like that.
Yeah,
it's like you should do something. Like
so can you come multiple times?
She just started last night.
No, not with sex.
Like,
give her a minute. Give her a minute.
Be like, okay, a lot of people got confused. They thought I just never came before. I learned how to come in like 2019. The first person taught me.
She remembered a year.
And it was
bless her heart.
Yeah, it was like just from head though. So I thought that really was the only way you could do it. I didn't know it was another way because, like I said, I normally always.
What
do
about
it before I even have sex?
Do you masturbate?
Yes.
Like, so do you come from that?
Okay, so like it's different meanings. Everybody, I hear like three different meanings from masturbating. What's your meaning to masturbate?
Do you play with yourself?
Yeah.
Like okay. With your fingers.
Do you come from that?
I do it like with my rose.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
When I do it with my rose, it come like the fast and it came like probably like a minute or two. Mm.
You like big dicks, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we have something for you.
Hey. Oh my damn God.
That's so big.
No. I didn't know. beautiful.
And you can stick it to the wall. You can stick it on the floor so you can ride it and come.
No.
Yes, you can do this.
No, yes. I cannot. Laura can. I can't. No, ma'am.
Put it on the ship.
But it has a suction cup. So you could don't even got to use your hands.
You could put it in a trash bag on the wall.
I've actually, no, that's a little too big for me.
I can't do it.
But what the fuck I'm going to do with these?
I don't know. Listen, you could work your way up.
Look at the balls.
You're going to make everyone leave the room.
Right. As a matter of fact, our camera guy, Anthony, can show you.
What this ball right here is.
What's that? Let me see what it is. Oh, that's how you can just feel it. It's just a sample so you can see how real it feels.
Oh, my God.
Does that feel real to you?
Turn it around. Let me see.
It feel good, but it's too big.
That is really big.
Now, what if a guy you were with whipped it out and that's what it looked like?
He gonna have to put it back up.
You wouldn't even try?
No. You can't hurt me like this.
What about you? Okay, Gigi Dior. Can you do this?
Absolutely. Sorry.
She said sorry.
Yeah.
So, like, you must take something to make your coochie get back tight.
I don't know. I do Kegels.
Kegels, what's that is?
When you're like just sitting here, like I could do them while I'm sitting here. Like you tighten it up.
Like if you're gonna urinate and stop, like do it right now. Like if you're about to pee, but then you stop.
Like squeeze.
That's called a Kegel.
I mean, I know how to squeeze my coochie, but
that's what it's called. Kegels.
Mm-hmm. And that keeps it tight.
If you be taking dicks like that all the time, then you might need to take some for your coochie.
She's like, I'm okay.
Do you have no walls or something like that?
No complaints.
You got kids. You have four kids though.
I do.
Yeah, she has four kids. Yeah, you got four kids. You can take that dick.
Yeah.
So when you have no complaints on the make it tighter. I heard that when you have a child, like after a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
You tighten it back up.
I have tightened it back up. I have had many people say that it doesn't feel like I've had any kids. So
she said many people.
Many people. I've had many people say that I don't feel like I've had any kids. So it's possible.
Did your vagina change though, like sensitivities or anything after?
My orgasms changed. The way I orgasmed afterwards. I could only make myself orgasm before I had kids. And actually, until the guy I'm with now, nobody could make me orgasm.
Wow. So I had feel to do bad. It
myself. You shouldn't feel bad.
No, yeah. I had to do it myself. And then I think with this whole like porn camming world that I'm in now, it's been a real sexual awakening. So I've really like explored myself. I didn't know what squirting was at 36. Mm-hmm. And I was like, somebody said, they're like, oh, squirting is hot. And I was like, what's that? I'm like, I'm going to learn to do it. And they're like, you're crazy. You're crazy. Like, you can't teach yourself.
I didn't know you could teach yourself.
Bitch, right. I did.
I've never squirted. Have you ever squirted?
I never squirted.
I haven't, but apparently you can teach yourself.
That
so.
Can squirt is pee.
You can. It's similar.
Right.
It's similar. But I have gone to the bathroom, completely emptied my bladder before having sex or being on set or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm going on set, obviously I can't do like a 3-hour scene and have to pee in the middle of it. So I definitely pee before I go on and I can do it almost instantly.
So how do you teach yourself how to squirt?
Teach us.
So I had to find my like sweet spot. So I had to find the angle and the spot. So it's not real deep. It's actually like midway and super low. So it has to be like a downward pressure. And I do it really well if my legs are back. So okay. If I pull my legs back and it's like insert it to like there or I don't know. I'm using this as an example.
I know. That, okay. That's right abnormal.
Here. Okay. So this is
this is abnormal.
Not to be confused, but like you enter it to like right there and then the head pushes down. And I can do it with a dildo too. But actually the larger the dildo, the easier it is for me to squirt.
You can squirt what?
Yeah.
With the dildo?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never squirted.
We're going to try this shit tonight. So last time I saw you, she's really good at following directions.
She is.
Yeah. She's good at feedback.
Yeah.
She's like, it accordingly.
Okay, okay, this she's a sponge. Do, let me try. Yeah. One of my friends told me that they had a dude that knew how to make their thing vibrate. Why they
like
had
their vagina? Vibrate?
Yeah, like why it's in them. They really? Said they can make it vibrate somehow.
He has something in there, like I think he has somewhere.
Yeah.
They said, like she said he just knew how to do it. I'm like.
Oh, he was just good at it.
That sounded like it feels good.
Now, how about
Gigi Dior? They were in a cheesy hotel.
Have you ever had a dick vibrate?
I have never made a dick or had a dick vibrate.
Huh.
I'm thinking that it was a cock ring that was maybe confused.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, maybe.
No, she said that was just his bare dick. He know how to do it.
Do you? Has she known to lie?
There's no way a guy's dick just vibrates.
She needs to at him now so we can see.
You sure?
I would like this. I'm kind of fun.
At him. Is she sure that's his penis?
It does, it does sound kind of fun.
Right. Were you in a cheesy hotel in Seaside?
Like, she just said he did it more than once. She was like, he know how to make it vibrate. I'm like,
that's interesting.
It was Angela talking about.
I'm like,
She be lying.
She said that.
No, it was me.
She be lying. Have you ever used toys in the bedroom with a guy?
My rose.
Okay. Oh, so he used it on you. Because some guys don't like using toys on women. They get intimidated.
Did he use it or you use it or both?
Ivy, well, it didn't been both.
You like when he uses it better or do you use it better on yourself?
I do it better because I know where to put it.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And do you like to come fast, like when you use your toys, or do you try to?
I be trying to make it go long, and sometimes I can't control it. Like then, like even when I first started getting my coochie, it used to take me a long time to. I just used to get my coochie back then. I didn't know you supposed to come from. I didn't know girls were supposed to come.
You was just
then.
Doing it because.
Yeah,
that's what everybody said to do.
Yeah. So the first person I had got with that had learned that taught me that I can do that. I just used to want my coochie all the time. I was like, he just don't do it. Yeah. Like, that's why I love head, because like this, I know for sure I'm going to come from it. And if you eat my coochie and you don't do that, you don't know how to eat coochie.
Right.
But
so are you a clit? Like, do you like the, when they like lick the clit?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
the thing. Like trigger button?
When they do that.
Like hard shit. Like,
yeah. You gotta be gentle.
Stop your tongue.
Yes. Yeah. And I like when they like, if you suck and I can feel your teeth, you be like, yo, you don't like my teeth on you.
Yep. Yeah, 100%.
I don't want your teeth.
Yes. One of the dudes I had, like his teeth was stacked and he do it by mistake.
He had to grab it. His teeth was poking out.
I think that's a deal breaker.
That sounds painful.
Yeah. You'd be like, I'm okay.
He knew all the time. He'll just be sometimes, he just two and two, and he'll be thinking he's doing such a good job. I'd be like, wait.
Tuck your teeth in. Tuck your teeth in.
Put that teeth
For
up.
The record, you're not doing a good job.
Right. Put that teeth up.
Now, you also didn't tell us, last time I spoke to you, how a guy can get with you. Like, how does a guy meet you and capture your attention?
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
It probably really ain't no like specific way. It just got to be.
Like, what's worked for you before?
When, like, it's crazy because niggas be annoying as hell when they don't leave you alone. But when they don't leave me alone.
Yeah.
So you put persistence. Yeah, persistent guy.
Like, when they try and just keep trying. Because it be most of the time when a dude keep trying, I do not be liking him. Then he's like, it get annoying, but somehow I end up liking him.
Right. You're like, because you like who, sometimes it's like, he must really like me if he going through all this. Because I feel like for a guy to talk to you, he got to, like, really be persistent and really, you know, show that he is really willing to do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Because sometimes guys try to, you know, talk to you. It ain't that big a deal. He try to talk like, to everybody.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But if he's like really trying to talk to you and going hard, then you're like, okay, he do really like me.
Where, how do guys, are they like DMing you? Are they, when you see, if they see you out? Like,
in the club.
Yeah, because now, now you're famous. So what's the approach? How can...
She going to marry somebody she meet in the club because that's what happens. When you say,
No, like dudes in the club, like for one, I don't go to clubs unless I'm at a booking. And it's
all
like
the, and you are in a booking all the time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm never at the club just to have fun. So it's like it's impossible to talk to me at the club because how you going to get in my section?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or how you going to come on stage with me to perform? So it's like automatically a no for the dudes at the club.
Because, yeah, okay. So that's not going to work. All right.
Yeah. DM. what else we say?
DM.
Yeah.
DM. Oh, DM. No.
No. So have you since you've, you know, everybody knows you now. Have you been getting DMs from other celebs, for other guys, or?
You know, some of them good too. Some of them might be good. Some of them might be good though.
Do you open them, or do you open it just not, like you leave them on red? What do you just don't? What do you?
A
you
lot
respond?
Of times I don't open them.
Okay,
but like sometimes they'll try to give me like they'll DM me like let's do a song or let's work. And so I get in my number because I actually probably, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I fuck with that music, you know? And when I do it, they'll text me on some whole other shit and I never text back.
Okay.
But like, I don't want to talk to no, like when it comes to the industry shit, I won't talk to nobody like that. Like,
you don't want no rapper? You don't want to talk to another
rapper? Nah, because everybody fucking everybody. Then I like the fact that like, I ain't talked to nobody in the industry yet, so.
Okay.
Ain't nobody say they fuck me in, so you know how
not even no aspiring rappers?
Nah.
Because, you know, everybody an aspiring.
Shit, I'm an aspiring rapper.
Are you dating now?
Yeah, Jasmine raps.
I could be having fun.
So you're having fun or dating?
Having fun.
Dating is having fun, right?
Yeah,
right.
Kid, it should be. Like, right. It should be
fun. So you're
fun.
Dating.
She's having fun dating. Most of
time. You have options and you switch it up when you want to.
Options and orgasms.
Period.
Hey, now.
We can add the orgasm part now in the whole.
No, but look, this guy, the first guy that gave her an orgasm from intercourse, so he's something special.
He's going to be jumping on
the edge. He's somewhere. I don't know where the fuck, if he alive or not. I don't know where he is.
This was last night, right?
No, they aren't the same person.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. Wait a second.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. No, okay. Yeah. So she's saying, we were talking. Okay. Yeah. So the first guy that gave her orgasm ate her pussy. But the guy that gave her orgasm was last night.
From intercourse.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Let's be clear here, ladies.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We all over the
thank
place.
You, Jasmine. Keep her orgasms clear and trackable.
Yes.
Because I'm like, wait a minute. Last night, you don't know where he at? What's going on?
I was like, if it was that fast, then we have another conversation.
Now, let's talk about tattoos.
Okay.
All right, because you have a lot of tattoos. What does that say?
On your thigh? Told you I'll be here forever. Just a matching tattoo with my best friend.
Oh,
yeah. So cute.
I like the one on your forearm.
Sweet.
The cousin one?
Oh, I don't like them.
You don't?
No. Why? I don't talk to my cousins.
Why not?
I actually thought it was sweet. I was like, yeah, oh, it was at the time, probably.
Yeah. It's just people grow older. You know, stuff happen. It ain't no bad blood. It just... I wouldn't have got that tattoo because I don't be talking to her no more.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, what about, have you ever had a guy tattooed on you?
No.
You don't have no guys on you.
I want to do it so bad. I want to be a dumb hoe so bad. I want to do it though, but
I want to be a dumb hoe so bad.
What about, has a guy ever tattooed you on him?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that face.
What happened to him?
He wasn't here last night.
What happened to him?
I don't know.
You know how mad you would be if you fucking a guy and you see Glorilla tattooed on him?
He has my real name.
Oh, he has your real name? Okay. He could always lie about
it
that.
It could
too.
Be his grandma name. You know, I got a grandma name. Gloria. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Okay. My grandma name.
Like, who is Gloria? Yeah. Oh, you know, my grandma.
But if hallelujah.
Yeah. Gloria, hallelujah.
That is a great way for a guy to tattoo your name, but then be able to lie about it. Just put
exactly. Just put prayer hands under it.
The prayer hands under it.
And a cross.
What about you? Do you have any tattoos?
I do not. Dior? I am absolutely a blank slate, is what I call it.
Would you get one?
I would get one. Yeah.
Would you get a guy?
No.
You don't want to be a dumb hoe?
No. And I just feel like it's the kiss of death. Like, I don't ever hear good endings to the. Like, I had thought about getting my ex-husband and I's anniversary on my ring finger, and that was like...
That's a small one, though.
You that was probably like 3 months before we filed for divorce. Well, so, you know, shit happens. So, I'm like super superstitious. Like,
so, wait, why did you guys file for divorce if 3 months earlier you were thinking about getting a tattoo?
And maybe it wasn't 3 months. Maybe that's an exaggeration. It was probably a year. I had my last child and found out that he had several affairs right after that. So,
wow.
So while I was pregnant, I started finding like the affairs and the text messages and all and like the evidence, if you will. So it went downhill really quick. So
and
it was right before that. Yeah,
that sucks. Because imagine being pregnant and having to go through that.
Yeah. So it was like I got pregnant and I was like, oh, you know, we were blissful. And so it was right probably about that time that I was like, oh, you know, we have several kids now. And then I found all of that. And so
how'd you find out?
So he was a dumbass and was sitting at the kitchen island and he was on his phone and I walked behind him and it was, there was one of those, it wasn't WhatsApp, but it was like a predecessor to WhatsApp. Like it was a
Signal?
Yes.
I never heard of it.
Right? It wasn't an orange color.
Yeah, it's Signal. It's what all the married men are.
Yo,
dear, how you know, Laura?
That's how I found out somebody was married. There was like, yo, hit me on Signal. I was like, what the hell is Signal?
I
like,
never
download.
Heard.
Yeah, and it was orange. He had me download the app and. But the thing is with that, when you text, they have like 10 minutes to read it and it goes away.
It's gone.
Like a vanish mode.
So it vanishes automatically.
We should have got a sponsorship from Signal.
Right, yeah, right?
Dan, get on it.
Right.
So I walked by and I saw Monica at the top of the screen. Monica. And I didn't say anything at the time. And I went back later and I grabbed his phone after he fell asleep. And I saw the app in there and I saw these names, but the conversations were gone.
Oh.
So actually Christmas Eve, I was wrapping Christmas gifts and he heard somebody upstairs. So I grabbed his phone real quick while he was upstairs and I found Facebook conversation after Facebook. Wow. Meet me in a hotel room, do this, that.
Shit.
And that I actually found some of his old cell phones and great old Amazon. I found chargers for all of them. I bought chargers for all of them. I charged all of them.
Oh my god.
And how many phones did he have?
I was not playing around.
Oh my god.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Going through that while you was pregnant, that child that you had while you went through that, do you feel like, were you like emotional? Of course you was emotional.
Yes.
Do you feel like that child is a little more sensitive than, like, do you feel like those emotions and those feelings that you had kind of transferred?
She was is it a boy smart, or a girl? It's a girl. And she is a smart ass extraordinaire. Like, she is saucy and spicy. And I think.
And she ain't taking no shit.
And right. She's not taking any shit. Yeah. So I think that's very indicative. I really had to dig deep during that time because I had other kids. So I really, like, for lack of a better term, I plotted to get out. Like, right. I was not going to put up with this. I have three girls and I'm not going to have them watch me be in a relationship with anybody. even their father.
So she got that strength.
Yeah, exactly.
So you didn't tell him right away.
Oh, hell no.
How long did you sit on this information?
She was born. So that was like a year and a half?
You sat on this information for a year and a half?
Oh my God, I could never.
You must be cheating too.
That's why she's so strong.
She was plotting. That's very smart because I know, like, I caught my ex-boyfriend cheating on me and I was like, I'm going to hold this. And it was like 10 minutes later. I was like, first of all, my God.
I will say, if I was in a, I don't know what your situation was. If I wasn't financially independent and I was forced to, and I was like, I got to get my shit together
first, then that
would motivate me to be like, okay, let me, and I got kids. You don't know how you.
That's why you
got to
be 50-50, right?
I agree with that now, 50-50 across the board and 100%. And what you, to what you just said, like not being, I was a stay-at-home mom. I had no financial independence, which I am raising my girls to be a completely different breed. I was like, no, you will always have your own checking account. You will always have your own income. Even if it's something small, you will always have something that is yours I've learned and I've grown from it. But, you did. So I learned some really like savvy tips. Like they can't tell if you take an extra $30 out of the grocery store when you swipe your debit card and they say cash back. Mm-hmm. If you say cash back and you get 40, you take that 40 and you put it in
the squirrel shit away.
I know. you do. I mean,
Were you still sleeping with him during that time?
We were in the same, well.
Like having sex? Because you gotta act like everything's normal
a little bit.
We weren't
having sex anyway.
Okay.
Okay. So that's easy.
That's easy then. I mean, with as much as he was having it with other people.
He didn't need to.
Yeah, he was tired.
I was so repulsed by just the sight of him that there were times where I would just sleep in the either the family room or the kids' room.
Just want to slap the shit out of him sometimes?
Girl, I threw water bottles at him. Like, yes, there. It was not like the Brady Bunch in there. It was volatile.
How come he didn't leave you then?
Because he was a lot older than I was, and he had his cake and he could eat it too. Like he didn't know what I knew.
He was eating cake though.
He was eating cake.
No, I'm saying at the house. Because he didn't really have you. It felt like maybe home was stressful because he was cheating and he got caught, but he didn't know he was caught.
He didn't know he was caught.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he couldn't have been happy because he
wasn't happy to start. Like we shouldn't have ever gotten married to begin with. Okay. Ever. Like we shouldn't have ever gotten married.
So what made y'all want to get married?
Ignorance. I was super young.
How old?
Super young. I was 21 when we got married. And he was 16 years older than I am. So again, another lesson that
were you taken care of and
that was the life he promised.
Okay.
It never really came to fruition.
Okay.
I'm massively independent now.
I'm sitting here thinking, imagine sleeping a whole year in the same bed with this man.
With the enemy.
Sleep, I probably
the
have
enemy.
Like the pillow like,
you want to kill him every night.
The nerve.
Now I want to ask everybody in here a question. All the ladies, have you ever taken a guy's virginity?
I think I did, but I don't know for sure because how it went. Because, oh my God, I was working in Nike, the Nike warehouse, right?
You had mad jobs, girl.
I did. So it was this, you know, my type is really like tall, dark skin, white teeth, skinny. Mm-hmm. And every time I try to type, it never works. So I'm like, that must not be my type. So I'm talking about it was a dude that worked with me. I'm like, I had a crush on him. And so when I think, he stopped working there or I stopped working there. But this when I started talking to him, because I never just wanted to talk to one of my coworkers. So I'm like, he stayed like in a suburban part of me. It's like, it's called Germantown. And so I pulled up on him in my car. I'm like, I'm feeling like, oh my God, worst experience of my life.
Oh no.
I pulled up.
She's choking.
He did like 2 strokes and it was like so little. It was like probably that big. Like I didn't even feel it. Like he damn near asked me what, I don't know. But he didn't tell me he was a virgin though.
But you were like, he had to be.
He had to be. I bent my ass over and he just, it was nothing.
Oh yeah, you can't bend over on a virgin.
Oh, no. I didn't know
he was a virgin. He just, he did it. Then he gonna ask me to he did the 2 strokes. Then after he realized he didn't know what the fuck he was doing, he goes like, so ask me, can I suck his little dick? I said, what the fuck?
No.
Boy, get me the fuck out of here. I'm talking about, I when I was walking out the door, as soon as I walked out the door, I got in my car. I blocked his ass on everything.
And then I wrote a song about it.
Before I even pulled out from in front of his ass, I blocked him on everything. Oh, kind of like, what the fuck was it?
I had liked him.
Oh. Hey, when he finished, did you say, wait, you're done?
She said nothing.
It's so funny. She said he asked me.
He sucked his little dick. Like, how dare you?
He worked with you?
Yeah.
So you had to see him at work?
Nah, I told you, one of us had ended up quitting. Okay. I don't know if I had left or he left. But this one I stopped talking to him because I didn't want to talk to him while he was working there. And mine, I was so disappointed.
Did you call your friends when you get in the crowd and be like, Ash, could you believe this
shit?
Remember that nigga that I told you that
nobody answered. Wait until he sees this interview.
Right.
He's gonna know. Do you think he's following you now? Do you think like all of your exes are watching? I always wonder about that.
He wasn't an ex. He was just a little dick person.
He only had two pumps. That doesn't really count.
No, it doesn't.
I never heard of him after I blocked him.
I never heard of him.
You don't count that body.
Not at all.
That's not a body count.
You think guys with little dicks know they have little dicks? Or you think they know?
They fucking know.
Yeah.
Because they might not know. They might be thinking.
No, they know. They know.
Isn't it the biggest shock when you like either reach down or you look and you're like, oh. I gotta work with that.
When I first started having sex, I didn't want to be rude. Like, I didn't want.
He's so nice.
Yeah, she's so southern.
Right? I didn't want to be rude. Like, but like, then I just let him do it. And I'd be like, oh my God.
He's like, I got it started already.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh my God.
But now?
Now? Gotta send me a picture.
Because there's no way to tell.
There isn't.
Like, you can't just look and tell. I guess guys can't look at us and tell if we have good pussy either, though.
No.
I mean, but that's another conversation. Like, I just feel like it's easy to fuck a female and it not be bad. Because, like, it's a pussy. If they like you, it's going to get wet. It's going to feel like a pussy. Like, it ain't no size, none of it.
Yeah, guys don't care what you look like, whatever. Mm-hmm. They don't even care if you just lay there.
They gonna for sure nut. But with a dude, you can't for sure guarantee a nut.
That's why we gotta be more particular.
Yeah, that's why I be so stingy. Like, my first little couple experience, I said,
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you get a lot of dick pics?
Yes, I'll be blocking them. Could be people I don't know. Like, just random people sending them.
Well, if random people do, like, I'm sure everybody here gets them.
I'm sure you get a lot of dick pics.
Oh, Lord. And so I actually make a game out of it. I'm like, okay, send me a reference point. So I make them, like, run around the house and get different things or get a ruler.
To see. Yeah. Okay.
We used to have an email address for lip service for people to send their dick pics, and we would rate them.
You should bring that back.
PrettyDickSwag@gmail.com.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I get paid a lot for dick ratings.
And actually, some guys like you to like insult their dick.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that's like a huge thing, too.
That'd be young.
Especially the small ones. Like,
they love it.
It'd be young dudes doing the writing stuff.
What's that?
They'd be young. Or they just be out there.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. Yes. Old people.
I know the old dudes be doing it.
They'd be like, tell me my dick is little.
Tell me my dick is
belly that's wrinkly. This big. Yeah. I was like, proportionally, when your stomach's to here and your penis is this big, like it even looks tinier, baby.
Have you ever had somebody like that?
Not have you been sexually, but I've gotten lots of photographs. Of
that sexually. You're but lucky. You're
we were talking love. About off, before the show started, we were talking about you like looking at vaginas.
I do. Yeah. I do. I think it's incredibly fascinating, all of the different like looks of different vaginas.
So like
we were talking about fat vaginas and juicy vaginas and like regular. And then there's
Laura has a juicy vagina.
She does. I love the word juicy vagina. Like that in itself is powerful, you like girls? Right? What's that?
You like girls?
I will definitely do a girl. Absolutely. Okay.
Have
you? Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Do you have a preference?
I prefer men.
Okay.
Men. I get a better orgasm. I get a better experience. I feel like there's definitely, like, overall sexually, I'm more attracted to men. But there are some girls that I'm like, damn, girl crush.
So it'd be great for you, a man and a girl. Because oh, hell like, yes. Best
that would be
worlds,
that would be Gigi's dream.
See, and I always question that because I feel like a lot of times women, we do it for the men. Mm-hmm. We do it because a man wants to see us with another woman. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting when women are like, no, I actually
enjoy
it. Oh, no, yeah, cool, yeah. Girls because they like, they no, I know actually, they're
usually, but when it's like a threesome, I always feel like a lot of times women, we do it for men sometimes, but it's cool when we do it for ourselves.
I think kissing a girl is so sexy. Like a girl's lips. Guys don't have lips like girls do. So
that's true. Women do have
so
different lips.
Soft, and they are so much more gentle. Guys can be so aggressive when they're kissing. So kissing a girl is probably the best part.
I got a question for y'all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is y'all open to having threesomes with somebody out in a relationship with?
I've never had a threesome. So
I want to do it with my man.
So you have a man?
No, I'm saying like I want to do it like if I have a man.
So you've never had a threesome before?
No, I want to do it. I do it with somebody I don't care about.
Okay. Do you want to do it with another dude or another girl? Like do you want
not another dude? No,
but see, another girl. A threesome too, though.
It got to be two girls and one dude, but not my man.
Okay, so you would do it not with your man. So who would pick the girl?
She would.
Both of us got to pick the girl. We gotta agree on it.
Okay, agree on it.
I ain't gonna pick no ugly ass bitch though.
What kind of girl would you want?
What's she gonna look like?
They gonna be in your DMs, girl.
Yeah, what would be your
about
type?
About to get all the
you
high
know,
girls.
I like, you.
Do you like girls now? Would you be interested in girls?
You know one girl who I like?
Who?
Ruby Rose.
Oh, she's so actually, Ruby Rose, and she's very sweet. Yeah,
everybody
and
likes her.
Like, I'm not into like girls, her. That's not but girl she's fine.
Like somebody look like her.
Petite. Okay. Cute,
yeah, and she's all natural too.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah,
natural body.
And she's got like a good personality.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, like talented. A girl that look like her, that'll be my type.
Okay,
okay. Well, let me tell her right now.
That she's on here watching this, Ruby.
You hear that one? Would you do it to her without a guy involved?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I feel
so
like
she wanted an excuse for a threesome.
You said what?
Have you?
Hey, says girl, no. And I really don't know if I'm gonna do it. I just gotta get drunk one day because I never been with a girl.
Like have you ever kissed a girl?
Nah. Okay. I think I'm kind of curious. Like, yeah, I never did it, but like, I think I want to try it.
Okay. Like, okay. I feel like Ruby Rose is going to be different. Right.
I don't want to sleep with a girl, but I don't mind watching porn like two girls.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's something I do. Like, when I watch porn, I watch lesbian porn.
Yeah.
It's like, it don't amaze me to watch normal man and woman. I just like girl on girl.
Or
like
that's why women's strip clubs are better too. Like, mm-hmm. if you go to a strip club, you rather see women. Yep.
Yeah.
Like, don't nobody want
to
go to a strip club.
That'd be really corny. And get slapped.
They just seem corny.
That'd be
the guys at Angela's
Command. And they also like Old Spice.
Now, we have done the male review show, though. Me and Laura did go.
Don't go with her because she's going to have them slap you in your face.
With a dick. Okay. It was on her forehead.
I got the picture. They're going to pick you up, twist you like.
And she ain't had them do it to her.
I just want to say Laura voluntarily walked to the middle of the stage.
I definitely can see you doing that, Laura.
The first thing I said was, do not put your dick in my face.
And he dropped it right on his face.
Everything. It was so much fun, though. I'm not going to lie. You guys should host like a male review.
We do it. I want to do one for lip service.
I need
to rate dicks again.
Dan, let's do this.
Dan's not going to strip.
Oh, yeah. Dad's gonna have to produce and organize the whole thing. Like,
Ange, would you be open to rating vaginas?
I don't know. I'm gonna be honest. I don't really like to look at vaginas.
Yeah,
I don't think they're. I do think that dicks look nice. I don't know that vaginas look nice too. Yeah,
dicks
like a nice
good.
Dick looks really good. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you look at it, it looks
when it's not ashy.
Yeah, when in the vein, uh-huh. when it has like that vein traveling,
that
and then the head
vein.
Is circumcised, really pretty.
Yes.
And it has like that dark, silky.
She's dreaming.
Tell me
right
more.
Now. Like, I think she's drooling.
She's like, I'm about to go have an orgasm again.
I'm hot. Like, I'm sweating.
She's hot.
I had a great experience recently. So
good for you, Laura.
Like, the best sex.
You ain't glow.
When you love a guy, you love his dick, though.
Yeah, like, right.
It looks amazing.
It does.
Maybe you get a tattoo on you.
You know what?
On your thigh. On the inner thigh. Oh, going up, too.
Good one.
I felt like you were about to do a lot, Glorilla. But what I like is that you're very open-minded about mm-hmm. everything and down mm-hmm. to try anything. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing.
That is
in
the
thing. I'm down to try normal shit, not the crazy shit.
Like, what's crazy to you?
Some shit Gigi be talking about.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is crazy.
I'm not about to chop up nobody.
Nah, I can do all it.
Would you try anal?
I tried it. Hate it. I don't like nothing in my ass.
But
I don't
we
like
have something
in my
for
ass.
You.
Ooh. I don't see how people wear them plugs. No. Well, I like in my ass. Hey,
do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love
for
it.
Someone that doesn't like it, I'm surprised.
I look in my ass. What is this? Oh. Why you on?
Well, we do have some anal balls for you.
So that's what aggressive. How'd it go in there?
That look big.
Well, you got to ask Gigi.
I'm going to be honest.
Aggressive.
I've never, this is
if
aggressive.
If that's
Gigi,
aggressive.
Gigi Dior says this is aggressive.
That's aggressive.
You have a challenge here.
I swear to God, the first time I tried, I'm like, fuck it, try it.
Wait, so like the first one go in, then they try to put in the second one too, then, and it would go all?
It
what all the way?
So I know girls in the industry that can put like ball pit balls several up there.
Oh, no.
And then there's videos of them like
pushing them out,
shooting them,
shooting them out.
It's the shower face.
Yes. Like
yeah, it scares me.
Y'all like butt plugs?
I'm not into anal.
You like nothing butt related?
What's that?
You like you do anal?
I do, not on camera, but I do in my personal life. Yes.
It hurts so bad. Like I
it gets
tried.
Better. So I had to be really high the first time.
Okay.
I would have to
really
be high.
High. Yes, I had to be really high and then lots of lubricant. But my some of my best orgasms, have been with anal.
I've heard that.
Me too.
Yes. I've heard that. I've some never done anal.
So was it little or big, the deep?
It was good. It was a good size.
It wasn't like
it
got to
be little in order for it.
It was 8 inches and like
8 inches. Ain't that 8 inches?
8 inches is pretty big.
Yeah, that's 8 inches.
Yeah.
So well, that's big. It's tremendous.
Where have you been programming to think 8 inches is small? But it's not.
Gigi, that's a lot.
The first time I had it, the first one, he had kind of like a nice size little joint. Hurt it so bad. The half the head got in there, I screamed like... I was staying with my brother's Neil.
Oh, shit.
And I didn't give a fuck.
They were like, is she okay?
I said, I didn't take this shit out now. And my booty hole was hurting for like 20 minutes
straight.
Oh,
see, that's... I want that orgasm.
But 20 minutes is that long. She said it was just hurting for 20 minutes.
Did you bleed a little bit?
Nah, you just like, oh my God, it hurts so bad. I went and sat on the toilet. It hurts.
It makes you
so
shit.
How did you, in, like, if you
met? She looked like she hurt like, right now. She's, yeah, just she's, I'm hurting. Think about it.
How did you go about the insertion of it?
Did you put, use lube?
Did you sit on it? Did he come at you?
He came like, from the back.
He so you came from your, the back. Okay.
And he just put a lot of spit on it. He didn't do the loop. We just was trying to be loop.
Yeah, you need real loop.
Because he was like, because this was the first time he ever ate some ass. I had told him, he ate my ass. He said, okay, since I'm eating your ass, let me try to put my dick in there. And so I'm like, no. He said, let me try it. Yeah. So he did it. Oh my God. And so the second experience I had, he started kind of little. I was like, okay, this might not hurt.
Yeah, this might be a good practice.
Yeah, he might not hurt.
A great time for a small penis.
He actually got a couple strokes in. He got like 3 strokes in. How did it stop?
Okay. Stop. It's not pleasurable.
Once it's in, you take a deep breath, and then you're like, I tried, and then you're like, okay, I got this.
I tried and to loosen up an ass.
What if you use like numbing cream?
No,
you could, I'm sure.
No, but like, then you don't feel cream. Nothing, right?
But you will still feel the inside of it.
Like, the orgasms, like girls, the orgasm is totally.
I don't know if it's worth the pain.
Oh,
right?
Like, it's worth it.
I don't know. If
once you get past the initial.
I've definitely heard that those are the best orgasms. Oh. I know somebody who can only come from anal sex.
Oh my God. That would be a nightmare.
I come every time.
I don't even like the thumb.
The
in my
best
ass.
Way to
I
don't start.
But you
it.
Like your ass eight.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even like that. The tongue could go a little bit in there, but like they try to do the thumb. I'm like, just please. I feel like I'm finna. I feel like I'm gonna do number 2. Just stop.
Yeah. Oh my God. That is that's though, because if you go to the doctor, you know how they check everything.
Yeah.
That always makes me shit. If they
I wonder,
like, right afterward, I mean, yeah, nice like,
had
too.
Had the experience where like they went in and came out with a shitty dick.
Mm-hmm. That happened to you?
I haven't tried it. That's what I'm like. That would be so embarrassing.
But they know that's a potential.
Yeah.
That could happen.
So for anal and porn, you're like not supposed to eat for like 12 hours prior.
I have friends that are
porn stars.
Not porn stars, but are gay. But they say it's a whole thing before. Like you don't eat anything crazy. You can clean it out before and that kind of thing.
So not on Taco Tuesday.
Not on Taco Tuesday.
Or Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. Or Burrito Thursday. Or Lasagna Monday.
Have you ever had an embarrassing sexual experience? Like something happened during sex?
She's what the happened? Cutest thing ever.
I opened my gooch A and I fought it.
Did he stop?
Did it smell? Did
he? Nah, he stopped. He's nasty. He was nasty.
He probably was like, do it again.
Did you smell it? Like, did it smell?
I ain't smell.
That's probably what.
Why? Get the fuck out! Oh my God, not like going heroes no more.
You fart. All right.
I love that she's so embarrassed. It's so cute.
I think everybody here has farted during, well, maybe not that, but during sex at least.
During sex, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't know about when somebody eat me. I don't think I've
farted. I would have to hold it.
Yeah, I haven't farted.
Sometimes you just kind of,
sometimes you like, can't.
Sometimes
my pussy has farted.
I've queened.
But not, like,
right.
That's,
yeah.
Yeah, you can't control that.
And yeah. I used
that's the air
to be
we were
so embarrassed because right. I didn't know what it was. And I used to be like, oh my God, this is so, but they like it.
Yeah, it didn't stop.
It makes them feel like,
either when it start, it don't stop me. And like, you'll be trying to let them know. No, it ain't no fart. It's my coochie.
I'll be laughing. I'll be like, oh my God.
Now you said he was nasty. What made him nasty?
He was just a little old nasty motherfucker.
Like, like what did he do?
Old ass. She thinking about it. Laughing.
I know. I want to know what he was doing.
Everything
nasty.
Did you everything? Like it?
Yeah.
Are you nasty too? You think if people were like, if I had to say about Glorilla in bed, she is. Nasty,
y'all
freaky.
Be doing some nasty, like, y'all do some shit that I never heard of.
Like, what?
We need the examples. Ooh, we need one example,
yeah,
please.
Tell us, like,
it's
what?
Teach
us.
Corny.
Now we want to hear it.
I want to hear corny and nasty.
Because I want to see if it really is nasty. Let's see.
I want to see if I tried it.
Me too.
Okay, so y'all do drink nut, right?
Yeah, everybody swallow. Okay, we just say swallow. Yeah. Drink nut sounds like, nasty.
Drink nut does sound nasty.
I actually
had
to think about what she
swallow.
Said.
I swallow, I don't drink nut. But go
I
ahead.
Haven't, but I'm looking forward to
it.
Like, Sophie. It's just so corny to me. Oh my God. But it's like.
I'm scared.
It's some weird shit. But okay, so we just got done eating right. Don't worry about it.
No, just tell us.
You two are in now.
This, yeah.
All right, so we just got done eating. Then we had sex right after. and some food, and I'm gonna still eat it. So if he been nothing, like none of my food, I'm gonna eat.
It's like dressing.
I just got my fries real quick and I'm gonna eat it.
None of my fries.
That is crazy. I've never even that thought to do that.
I've never thought about crazy. That for it.
Hilarious.
You gonna have people out here playing.
I've been doing some
crazy stuff. You're adventurous. Like,
I just trash you. It's so
now, has anybody's nut ever tasted bad? Because you know people's diets.
Yes. Oh my God. Ooh. It was hot and spicy.
Oh my God. Like the chicken. You probably ate a lot of pork.
Never drunk it again.
Now, if my first, drink it. It's so funny to
if
me.
If my first experience was like that, I'm gonna be really
you
mad.
You never swallowed?
Yeah, I'm not yet. Hot in here.
Okay. Really? So what do you do when they need to spit it out?
First of all, I've turned a couple of guys off because I'm like, don't come in my mouth. Like that's all I'm telling you. Just don't come in my mouth.
Yeah.
So they're like, I haven't tried.
That will fuck up the vibe.
Yeah, it has. So now I just make sure, like, I'm like, I keep. Okay. You know, I'll do it. And no.
Okay.
Like they've come on my back and on my stomach.
In your hand.
And I really didn't really.
Come right here, son.
Like, come in, right? Let me rub it on you. But.
Get a cup and she'll drink
it. I just started enjoying sucking dick, though. So that was another thing I wasn't really doing, the sucking dick like that. But now I enjoy it. Like, I got tired because they take so long to come. And I used to be like, my jaws hurt. Like, it's all this spit. Can we just fuck? Or can you just.
I swear to God, that shit is jaw hurting. Like, when they.
Yeah. That's the worst. Mm-hmm. And but when like, they take forever, I'm like, baby, can you please just like hurry up?
And that's going to make him last longer if you do that because then they get annoyed that you're annoyed.
Uh-huh. You got to turn like you're enjoying.
Yeah.
I just stop and I sit on it.
Like, ooh, baby. I can't believe you don't like nuts.
I haven't tried it to not like it yet.
I'm
going to try.
Like,
I'm
going to try. Nut on my face then. Get it with my hands and like put it in my mouth.
What about if you have something to do and it gets in your hair? Or what if your makeup is done?
That's a mess.
Then what?
Nah, they don't do it with my makeup though. Oh, I didn't took my makeup out for some, but they don't do it then.
What about if your hair is done and you got?
I got my lashes nutted on before.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Like you the aim was eye. Off and it got in my
the
lashes.
The was off.
She's open her. She's so funny.
Were you annoyed or did you like it?
It was fun.
She seemed like she fun in the bed.
She is. Ruby gonna have a time.
I know. Ruby is gonna have a blast.
This is gonna be great.
What about, do you talk a lot in bed? You do.
Somewhat.
Like, yeah. I feel like you talk shit.
Yeah, she do.
Mm-hmm. I don't be talking shit. I be being girly. Like, I made a video one time and I was being funny. I was talking about how I be moaning. But I don't sound like, I be sounding like a girl.
Okay. I mean, that would make sense. Yeah, I mean, you are a girl.
I be saying some girly ass shit. Like, I would never want to hear myself. Because I'll be embarrassed. I'm like, oh my God, you just really putting on this voice.
Have you ever recorded yourself?
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know it.
Yeah. So have you played it back and watched it?
Yeah.
Have you ever been like, oh my God, what did I just say?
Nah, like I turn the sound off.
Okay.
And just watch it.
Yeah.
And like,
does it turn you
off?
See,
that's how I thought masturbating was. I thought masturbating was watching some or thinking about something and playing with yourself.
You could do that too.
Yeah, that's part of it.
It could be anything. It could be with your hands. It could be watching porn.
Yeah, see, like when I'm by myself and I got videos, I watch the videos and play with my toy.
Okay.
Set the mood.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You have a time. Yeah. What about on the road?
I was just here.
Wait, what you mean on the road?
Like on the road, do you bring toys with you?
Uh-huh. That's my assistant right there. How many roads you had to give me? I be losing my roses so much in the bed.
You know what? We got to get her some type of endorsement.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. They need to be paying for
I haven't tried the rose yet. I haven't either.
To God, you're going to get addicted. And I had a bad experience with the rose. Like I was using it so much because I was so single. I ain't have no DAs or nothing like that. So
what's a DA?
A dick appointment.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Continue. Yeah.
District attorney.
Thank you.
Okay. I figured that. I was like, oh, okay.
Like I was super lonely. I had went through a breakup months before, and so like I just started using this rose, and like I was using it so much, like probably twice or three times a day, and it's like I could be in the kitchen cooking, and I just start having an orgasm.
God, burning the food and everything.
I swear to God, I had a party with my friends one time. They were like, what's wrong with you? I just had to tell them because I just kept leaving out because I was cooking some fish and spaghetti. And so I just kept going in the bathroom. They like, what's wrong with you? It's like, I had to take a shower. I just kept doing it. And I was like, okay, I just can't use it like this. Because it can mess you up like
this. It's addictive, right?
Yeah, like it's dead addictive. Like then, like I'm having sex, so. Like, I don't need sex. I'm coming in 3 minutes off my rose. And so I just kept doing it. Like, I had went to the doctor about it and anything.
What'd the doctor say?
I need to stop using tools.
I mean, it will kind of numb you out, too. Yeah, I heard it. Yeah. Or, like, make you. I actually have a rose at home. I haven't used it yet, but you're actually making
me. I swear to God, you're going to get addicted. I had a bad addiction on it.
It'll
make you come like 3 minutes or less.
Sort he was like an addict, like, where the rose?
Yeah, I may not need that.
Wake up, be like,
may walk around
I'm bored, I used to do fucking, use my rose.
So sounds addictive. Okay.
You too busy for that now, though.
Yo quiero una.
Yeah, I still use it, though, but it's like, I don't use it that much.
Yeah, you don't have time.
When I go in my hotel room.
She's like,
when she go
time.
In the bathroom.
Now, like, have you ever had a one-night stand?
Yeah. Let me see, I had some.
Okay.
Listen, have you ever been like performing somewhere and be like, yo, can you somebody get him? And then you pick like.
He got chose.
No.
Mm-mm.
So.
Not at all.
They got
fans. It's easy for
So you haven't had sex with a fan yet?
Fuck no.
Okay. It's going to happen.
She don't know that she has.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
Like, could a guy right now for real act like he don't know who you are?
I mean, it's kind of hard.
You would be like, right.
No, they can't act like that. Because it'd be old. When I go, it'd be older dudes knowing me. Like, they'd be gray hair. And like, I'll walk past them being on. I'd be like, okay, he don't know me. Yes. They'd be like, I know who you is. I'd be like, shit. I was trying to.
So you're not, no fans. You won't have sex with no fans.
No fans.
Okay. All right.
But like, they'll want to go say that they did.
They will, yeah.
What about you, Gigi Dior? Do you have sex with fans?
No. No. Mm-hmm. I don't, or I haven't yet. I mean,
that
I guess.
You know of. That she knows of.
That yeah. I know of, right. No. I have like a very strict, like, they have to be, like, especially, like, for work, they have to be tested. Like, I don't mess around.
What if
like
he's
that.
A fan, but he says I'll get tested and do all of that, and it's amateur for him?
No. Work is work, and then like life is life. Like, I really try hard to keep it separate.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I'm at work, I'm there for a very specific purpose, and then I throw my sweats and my hoodie on, and I leave and I go home.
Is it kind of like acting?
Very much. Yes. Okay. Yes, very much. Yes. Actually, there's a lot of times that I guess you can say, like, I disassociate during the sex of the scene, and like, I don't remember a lot of it. Like, I get into like a character, and then when it's over, I come back.
Do you enjoy it?
Yes, I do. Okay. I do. I genuinely enjoy having sex. I genuinely enjoy acting, and it's a great combination.
So when you're having sex, just, you know, in your personal life, is it hard to be present, or is it it's not?
Okay. Not currently.
It's like method acting.
It's
method acting.
Yes. Yeah. Because you're not going to always be attracted to your co-star, right? Like, you're not going to. So you have to, like, create scenarios in your head, and you have to go there because, like she said, like, you have to be wet, like, you have to be turned on, and I'm getting paid to be there. So, you know, a guy can take a pill and
be fine
and be ready to go, but a girl has to really, like, work it up. So I just go somewhere else.
What's unattractive to you?
Smell. Like, I'm very sensory. Yep. I'm very sensory. Yep. Like, a really bad attitude, like, cocky or, like, arrogant. Like, if you're coming in, we're here to work together. Like, don't act like you're the, like, I'm lucky to be fucking you today. Like,
have you ever fallen for anybody that you've worked with, like, unintentionally or
no? No. I think I may have when I was younger. But at this point in my life, I'm very, like, I have a job. I'm there for a purpose. And I leave after my job is done. And I, like, switch it off. A clock in, clock out.
Do any of them try to talk to you afterwards? Like,
absolutely.
Okay.
I've
had them ask me at a dinner, or they try to hit you up on, like, social media. Because I don't give I'm very strict about who my number goes out to. Very. Like, they'll hit me up on social media and I'll be like, nope, I'm good, thank you. Like, it's a work purpose only.
And you were on work the blogs only. Lately because of the name Gigi Dior.
Yes.
And Christian Dior is suing or trying to block you from being able to have that name patented. So what's happening with that?
So 2021, I filed for a trademark for Gigi Dior. I filed under entertainment and modeling. I was approved in September of 22, and in October of 22, Christian Dior sent me a cease and desist and said that I can no longer use the name because I'm tarnishing their name and it may cause confusion. But I was granted my trademark because I went through the trademark system. So currently we're just chugging along. I mean, it's just legal. Boring stuff. I'm chugging along.
I can't imagine that we would confuse Christian Dior with Gigi Dior.
I don't see how, like, and that's what a majority of, like, is the consensus right now, is they're like, it has nothing to do, it's not like I'm another fashion brand. It's not like I'm opening my own fashion brand. It's not like I'm opening my own skincare line. Like, I completely understand the delineation. Like, I'm one person and it's another.
Do you think because they have so much money, they could end up dragging this out and it costs too much to keep it going, or? You think that's what they're trying to do?
Yeah, maybe? I think it's definitely, like, they have completely underestimated me. Yes. Okay. They're messing with they're messing with somebody right now that I'm not going down without a fight.
They're messing with somebody that sat on her husband cheating for a year.
That's psychotic. That
they got the wrong one.
Yeah. They may have served the wrong
one. This woman's pregnant and found out her husband was cheating, waited years to change. Yeah. Y'all got the wrong one.
Have
wrong
you ever caught somebody cheating on you?
I never caught him concrete cheating. Like, I always had clues and shit, but I never, I used to have to catch him, like, make up a lie and make him see it. Because I have clues, but I not have the full.
Yeah. You have a feeling.
Yeah. Like, now I'll just be like, I know you've been texting Wilson, I ain't. And, like, I just make up a lie. And so he could tell it. And sometimes, he was the type of nigga that he wasn't going to say it unless I had it in his face that he did.
He's going to deny
and
everything.
And I could never just pinpointed like that, but I knew he was doing it though.
They're so good at
hiding. Have you ever went through a guy's phone?
Yes, I'm never doing it again in my life.
Oh yeah, she said that.
Yes, never doing it again.
Never again.
One thing she just said about what I was saying, like when you gotta be wet. That's one thing about when you eat coochie first. That's why I always say I want my coochie A first and I want to be the nutty. So by the time it be like super wet when they put it in there. And so a lot of times they be going ahead nutting. And that's why I can't get my nut, because it be so wet from the first nut I got. And so by the time they get in there, they can't last because it's so wet.
Right.
And then they just end up. And
okay, so it's kind of your fault.
A little bit.
Continue. Like
Are you going to try to are you gonna try to do it without getting your pussy ate first next
it's
time?
It's just so hard because like you like so, so better much. If your coochie wet. Like,
but they can do other things. Like he can rub his dick on you, it'll get wet. Like he can.
She like getting her pussy eaten.
I know, I want to know how this new experience is with just the dick in the vagina in the orgasm. I want to, because I feel like that's gonna be amazing.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to get him used to that though. You don't want him to think.
No,
okay.
No, right. I'm saying I'm gonna have it. I'm gonna still like get my coochie because like I love like
that's your,
I
could that's go, your thing.
Yeah, I can go without dick and only get my coochie.
Damn.
Wow.
See, my rose head did that though, because like
that's
I said, I'm
coming we gotta off wean you off of this.
Or something.
That's the next intervention.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, like I've met a guy that he doesn't have to do anything and I get wet.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like he just the essence of him and who he is. Like, and it's weird. I'm like, why the fuck am I so horny? I'm not even tipsy or anything. Like
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like already
the chemistry.
Ready. So yeah, so maybe you haven't found that person.
I've been around some people that I just get wet, but like when like I just look at my coochie, my coochie gets super wet when it get ate. Like you just be like, what the fuck did you, what's down there?
there's nothing more magical than that's like just that pheromone of like you're just rawly attracted to this person.
Like,
and
like some people just touch and touching
you, smelling
them. It's the chemistry.
Because like, the bad smell is the opposite. You know, like a smell of somebody could be like, oh my gosh.
He's disgusting.
He's amazing or disgusting.
Oh my.
I sucked at cock once that tasted straight up like weed.
Did you say cock?
Cock.
Yeah.
It tasted like weed.
Weed.
So it was like
It was like he smoked one with his penis.
What the fuck?
I was like, I don't know. I think I'm getting high from blowing.
That's
you
like
right
killing
now.
Two birds with one stone. Right? You'd be like,
it's crazy. It smell like weed.
And you gotta
that's a new bong, right?
That actually doesn't never sound bad.
Right? I know. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm never had it.
So you don't think you would date anybody in the industry? I mean, that's who you around though.
Never say never.
Yeah, it was like everybody and fucked everybody. Like I'm one of the type of people that I like I gotta look at your resume. Like if you gonna fuck too many bitches, like what's gonna change if I get with you? You still gonna wanna fuck so many bitches. Like
that's how a lot of guys think, so I can respect that. A lot of guys gonna say
it goes like, both ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like if you tell me at least two, three people you know already fucked in the industry, I'm gonna be like, no.
You also have a lot of guys around you all the time. So how does a guy even how is he even able to talk to you?
That's like, how it's impossible.
Yeah.
I said, can't nobody even come to my section, like the fans and shit. They can't even get nowhere near me. One dude had, I just took a, like, I take pictures with people and they'll post it like I'm their girlfriend and shit. That's the closest they get to me.
Right.
When I take pictures and shit, but like, nobody, like.
So what about, we don't have to get specific, but the guy from last night, how did you meet him? This is somebody you knew before you got popping.
She's
like,
smiling. She like his ass.
I know she does.
She is. She blushes.
Because how do you meet guys if it's hard to get around you now? So this is somebody from before? Like what?
Something like that.
She not telling you.
Is he from New York?
Volt.
She's smitten.
No. Yeah.
Mm. So you brought him with you.
Oh, you so
he's special.
He's important.
Let me
he can flew the fuck out. First <She's>, class.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't no fuck nigga. And he made me orgasm.
Here go your clippers, baby.
You gonna go shopping?
Y'all making me hot.
No, but seriously, I'm so glad that you came up here and how much fun you are. Because people always say that they like your personality. They could tell you real cool. Yeah. You was real cool on The Breakfast Club. So excited to have you on Lip Service. We was trying to get you up here because I just knew you was going to have a good time. And we would have a good time with you.
I was excited to do it.
Uh-huh. Anyway. We'll talk to you next time when you after post Ruby.
Oh, yeah, after that.
And y'all got a toy.
Are you going to take this toy with you? Or it's too big?
You better.
In your luggage? Mm-hmm.
Try it. Lots
I'm
of
not going to use it. I'm just going to have
you could just rub it on you.
Or maybe friend from last night.
You see this suction right here? And you could put
what's
that
up,
in.
What's this do?
So look, let's just say,
in the shower.
Right, with this suction, you can actually like stick it on the wall. With so fiber. Maybe you want to do that. Mm-hmm. Stephanie used hers in the shower.
That's what I
could also
saying.
Put it down and you could like squat
like
on it.
Like your girl. Like your girl said, you can, it vibrates.
Yeah.
Oh, it vibrates?
It says on the front, vibrating.
Ooh. Oh, it does. And it has a firmness guide.
This is too big.
Vibrating. Make sure 8 inch. That's 8 inches.
Eight inches. It's already hard. You don't get no
I
harder.
Love a good 8 inches.
I think that's it.
Oh, it does. Oh my God. And the vibrating 8 inch with balls.
I think I want one.
With balls.
And it has multiple beads. And look, you ain't got to put the whole thing in. You could put the tip in.
Yeah.
It's too big.
And you can ride it so you can control.
Yeah, like, you just tip.
Regardless, you can control
practice
whatever you
practice your squirting and practice your orgasm.
You already thick. It's going to make you even thicker.
I'm glad you know. I'm so glad
she already thick. So, you know.
Let me touch it. I'm glad you know.
Yeah, that feel good, though. But I wish I would have got it a little bit.
Can we get a brown one for next time?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what's throwing me off.
I'm like, it's a bit pink.
That's dark. No, this guy plays soccer.
That part.
Yeah, right.
That's what's throwing me off. Like, it's like, ooh, the size, everything. And the suction and
he light skin.
Uh-uh.
He just light skin.
I don't like no light skin.
I don't like light skin either.
I can't do the light skin.
I mean, to each his own.
Look, now y'all say that, y'all gonna end up with a light skin guy. So
she
there you go.
End up with a light skin guy in the industry.
Yep.
But some light skin.
Who I look like I talk to?
All right, let me think. Who do we think she would talk
somebody
to?
Somebody like rough they around
gotta
the
be,
edges.
They gotta mm-hmm. be fun. They gotta be an asshole to everybody but her.
But her, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
gotta
you
be,
everybody.
I know what I mean.
Gotta be funny. Cause like funny in terms of like behind the scenes. Funny,
funny. Mean. So what else?
Everybody.
Do they have to you smoke weed?
Yeah.
Do they have to smoke weed or would you be okay with a guy who don't smoke weed as long as he doesn't judge you?
They can't judge you.
Yeah, like non-judgmental.
I could see her with somebody from like LA or something for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Really? Like who?
I'm just trying to hold
or
on.
You might got somebody
shit.
In mind.
I don't know. Let me
I don't know. Who do I
can see you with a ball player for some reason.
A ball player? Like
NBA. Oh, that would be cute. Yeah.
Her and a ball player?
I think they corny.
But some ratchet.
It's some
like some down.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice.
I could see you courtside with your bestie. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like this.
I don't know. I think I see her like, how the fuck you missed that shit?
Boom! I'm going to the team out.
I can see her on her phone not paying attention every time the camera
not giving a fuck
during the game.
Sorry.
Who can I see her with? Huh. I think somebody maybe like around 28 years old.
Wow, no, like
just a little bit older.
Yeah,
she's like you. It's like your dating profile. She's like yes. Every time you say something,
like, tell us what your requirements are.
I like them older than me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the cutoff with the age? No older than.
I'm gonna say that can't be probably like 17 years older than me.
Okay, that's a nice gap.
That's pretty
from
old.
From an experience level. Lower it a little.
Yeah.
Okay, 15.
That's like 40.
Because
like 40.
Yes, it's fun when you're young, but when they get older way faster than you.
You're
and
right.
then all
okay,
of
so
a
I'm
sudden,
say 12.
Like, you,
yeah. I think like 28 is good for you.
Yeah.
That'd
yeah.
be good. Because y'all be having fun together
I think
going on
the
trips.
The cutoff should be 32.
That's a good call.
Okay,
32
is
good.
That's
9
10.
Years older than me.
That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, 10, that's 9. Good. 32 is good.
Yep, that's a good call. I like
okay.
it. We're on the same page.
I'm going to say 12.
12?
Right. 12 years
old. She got all the guys.
Okay, she does.
Right. She has someone in mind.
Yeah.
She's like trying
Angela to Angela Matchmaker vibes. So, you know, Miss G can make things work.
Listen, I done matched up a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Who you got?
What else you like?
Okay, so I like them. I don't like, okay, they can be a little bit older than me, but they can't be younger than me or exactly my age.
Okay.
Automatic, no.
In terms of income, do they have to be as
they just got to have secure? A goal and
okay.
They
okay.
just got to for sure have a plan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you mind if they have kids?
I really don't like kids. Okay. I mean, I don't like, it's not, I don't
you
like,
don't want him to have yeah, kids because you don't want to have to deal with a baby mom.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yes. That's okay. what it is. I don't That's want, I don't like when they have kids.
You okay. like guys from Memphis?
I hate Memphis niggas, but some of them be straight though. Like Memphis niggas is the worst type of nigga to talk to.
What about
you letting me know?
Do you care what like you prefer?
I'm not lying. I said,
do you like guys from the East Coast? You like down South? Do you like West Coast dudes?
I like down South.
Down South. Okay. Down South.
Like Miami.
For some down reason,
no, she mean like Houston.
Houston.
I don't think I talk to nobody from Florida.
No. Yeah, she mean like Atlanta, Florida. Houston.
Yeah, you know, around my areas.
I don't know why I see like West Coast for her. But
I don't know either, but maybe you know something we don't know.
Okay. All right. She's definitely thinking about it.
You're right, know, right? Listen, Angela like, got the
yeah,
first.
She's like three boom, people boom, lined yeah. up already.
You know, because yeah. you know people gonna hit me up and be like, yo,
of course
tell
they
me.
Are.
Yeah. That's her next show.
Yeah, I will bet it out and be like, I don't know about him, but if it's somebody that's good, I'll be like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of someone later, I'll message
around person. Like,
yeah, that's the thing.
That's kind of hard.
Mm-hmm. That's why I be saying I never talk to nobody.
Well, what about if he's divorced? History,
what about if he's divorced? He was married for a while, then he wasn't really toasting, and then he got divorced.
That's a good yeah. Somebody mm-hmm. divorced,
and he was a good man in that marriage, and the
it just didn't work out. He got married too young.
Yeah,
we done made up happened. A whole scenario.
I think, yeah, right. I just feel like anybody that was married before, I wouldn't talk to them and take them serious.
What if it's just so she could stay in the country?
No, okay, so we know
his fiance.
So,
stuff.
Okay, he no kids, never been married before, and not. Tossed around.
Yeah.
How many bodies is tossed around?
It depends on who the bodies are, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Toss. You don't want him have been with a bunch of women in the industry.
Dick.
Okay.
Women, period.
Like, oh, my God.
I just feel like, dude, okay, this one thing I always say. A dude that travel a lot, I never talk to a dude that travel a lot.
You want him to not have a passport?
Like travel, like got travel like me, like I gotta travel every day.
So you want him at home?
He not gonna travel like that. But.
Not at home, but like yeah, doing home, working at home, but like okay. no, like okay. it's out of nobody that no man that travels every day is faithful. Facts.
Okay, they said the number one cheating occupation is a doctor.
They don't be traveling. They be in the hospital.
They be in the because they stay overnight a lot in the hospital.
They sleep with the nurses.
Yep.
The people in the hospitals, they be fucking each other a lot.
A whole lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
sorry for everybody married to doctors.
I mean, not all of y'all, but a lot.
Mm-hmm. He gone all the time away from you. He gonna find somebody that he gonna get the hotel, book the hotel, and take some down.
That's how he doing it.
Would you be cool with your boy, like your guy, having a female best friend?
No.
No.
So Angela, you had your work cut off for you. You know all the requirements.
Right, no, we got
now.
Some things.
Got
I'm
some
gonna go through the roster and okay. see. Like,
would you be okay with him having like a regular job, like a banker
yes,
or
yes.
an attorney,
a teacher,
or like yeah. you know somebody that Uh-oh. Has to be home a specific.
That's cool.
Maybe he own a restaurant.
Yeah.
When she said he has to have That's a goal cool. and a plan. Mm-hmm.
A goal
yeah,
and a plan.
As long yeah, long as you got a plan.
Okay.
Yeah. And those are all careers where you stay home.
It's my long clock, y'all.
Okay, all right. Well, listen, Glorilla, we appreciate you so much for coming through. We had an amazing time with you. I love that you have that dildo on your lap this whole time.
And you've been gripping it. I've been watching.
It's pointing to the side.
We're so glad about this orgasm, too.
Right.
Yes, me too.
And listen, you really helped us out. I can't believe she already had an orgasm before Gigi Dior came on here.
I know.
But
I
she talked
so
talk
what components you had so I can learn a little ways.
So... rub it on the outside, like rub his cock on the outside of your pussy to get it wet to start, like, and then have him mess with it's all in the head and then your clit. So like a lot of times if you like mess with put the head in and have him pull it out, or you control it with your hips so that it doesn't go all the way in, it really gets you worked up.
How you do
and
that? Then, what's the position to do that? Right,
so well, I have a skirt on, but I do a lot of control with my legs. So like if he's on top, you're like, pinch your legs mm-hmm. so you hold him out, and then like he
you pump it just a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. So only the head goes in like this much. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden you open your legs and he plunges in and holy hell, girl, you'll get there. Okay.
Holy hell, girl,
you'll get there. She's totally great with me.
So a new thing I learned is I put my legs around him and lock it in so that when he's stroking, he's stroking my clitoris.
You're
and then when
too.
I'm about to come, I let it go and I'm like, baby, fuck me.
Yeah.
Like, now. Like,
so see, he deserves for you to swallow.
Yeah, he does. Yay. This one actually does.
Or drink.
Drink his nut.
Drink his nut.
Drink.
Okay. Drink his nut.
Like a
child.
And maybe even some on the fries or salad or whatever. On the fries.
I think I'm going to get some fish sticks and just dip it with
the catfish.
Use it as dipping sauce.
Yes, it is.
That might be a good
dipping nut.
Dipping nut.
All right, well, good. Next time, Glover, she come here, she going to be doing anal.
Make sure y'all get your sources on the nearest supermarket cop.
All right. Well, thank you so much again, and congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
You know, about to win a Grammy and all of that.
I know
that. Lip service.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds, like the breathable, silky smooth Tree Dasher, the responsive foam and extra grip of the Tree Runner, or the classic low-top look of the Tree Piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra-packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce.
Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.